Good morning and welcome to your investment briefing. We're starting with a couple of surprising developments catching our eye this week. First up, after much anticipation, it seems we have a date for Apple's official announcement regarding its investment plans in Indonesia. Keep an ear to the ground for the specifics on what could be a significant move. Also, turning heads is the news that Chinese investment interest in the Indian stock market appears to be growing, with reports suggesting substantial portfolio building. This could signal a notable shift in cross-border investment flows in the region. Now let's delve into the broader global investment landscape. Vietnam is emerging as a key destination for foreign investment, particularly in manufacturing and technology. Several reports highlight significant capital inflows. We're seeing major projects underway, with one industrial hub anticipating over $1.7 billion in investments across more than 20 large projects. Specifically, the semiconductor and AI sectors are receiving a boost, with the government reportedly offering up to 50% support for initial investment costs. This is attracting major players, and a new regulation is being hailed as a positive development for these big eagles, as they're being called. The northern province of Bac Ninh has already issued investment certificates worth $1.8 billion at the start of 2025, and the southern industrial powerhouse of Binh Duong is celebrating over $1.7 billion in committed capital at the beginning of the year, including numerous real estate projects. New industrial parks are also being approved and developed across the country, further solidifying Vietnam's appeal. Across the globe in Indonesia, alongside the Apple news, the government remains optimistic about achieving its 2024 investment targets, pointing to continued strong inflows. Looking ahead to 2025, ambitious targets are set, with the government aiming for over 13,000 trillion Indonesian rupiah in investment to drive 8% economic growth. China remains a significant investor in Indonesia, with one minister highlighting over 120 trillion rupiah in commitments. Electric vehicle manufacturer BYD is reportedly acquiring land for a production facility, signifying further expansion in the sector. In the Middle East, Abu Dhabi's Mubadalah has reportedly surpassed Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund as the most active globally in 2024. Saudi Arabia, however, remains active, with its venture capital arm investing in a fund exceeding $150 million and exploring tourism investment opportunities. Turning to technology investments, NVIDIA continues its aggressive push into AI. Reports indicate the company invested over ₩1 trillion in AI companies last year, nurturing potential future clients. This trend continues into 2024, with NVIDIA earmarking $1 billion for investment in AI startups. Taiwan is also benefiting from this AI wave, attracting significant capital to boost its AI capabilities. In South Korea, venture capital activity is strong, with one forum facilitating over 40 billion Korean won in investment across 18 companies. Major conglomerates like GS are also actively investing in startups as part of their growth strategies. Looking at financial markets, alternative investment funds in Turkey are projected to exceed 500 billion lira in 2025. Gold prices are showing some fluctuation in Egypt at the start of 2025, reflecting global economic uncertainties. Finally, in China, we're seeing continued investment in key sectors. Reports highlight significant capital injections into chip manufacturing through the Big Fund 3, indicating a strong push for domestic development in this critical industry. There's also news of local government funds actively entering the market. That's your global investment snapshot for today. We'll continue to monitor these developments and bring you the latest insights.